Testimony, Revelation 12:10-11. And I heard a loud voice in heaven, saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers have been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. Roman numeral 3b3. Satan does not fear when we try to reason with him, but he does fear when we proclaim the spiritual facts of Christ's victory. I often practiced applying the blood of the Lamb, but I rarely declared the word of testimony in my business life. As a result, although I thought I was simply talking to myself, I was unknowingly arguing and conversing with Satan. Every time I spoke with Satan, I felt an inner darkness growing within me. After going through this kind of experience many times, one day, by the Lord's mercy, I realized that thought, such as, if I don't follow my boss in working overtime and attending drinking parties like my non-Christian colleagues, and if I don't flatter him, I will lose my job, were actually Satan's deceptive strategies. From that point, I began to learn not to converse with Satan, but instead to declare words of testimony to him. Satan, get behind me. Your place is the cross, the abyss, and the lake of fire. Go back to where you belong. When I declared this in faith, to my surprise, Satan immediately retreated. At that moment, I realized that what I had assumed to be natural conclusions based on my workplace situation were not coming from myself, but were actually suggestions, threats, and anxieties from Satan. I came to see how much I had been deceived by Satan's schemes. According to Revelation 12:10-11, to overcome Satan, we need 1. The blood of the Lamb, 2. The word of our testimony, and 3. Not loving our soul life even unto death. I prayed and fellowshipped with the Lord. Lord Jesus, it is not enough for me to have only the blood of the Lamb and the word of testimony. I also need to deny my soul life. Otherwise, I will eventually be deceived by Satan and become his slave. Lord, have mercy on me. Do not let me live by relying on my natural life and ability. Through such prayers, I gradually began to learn how to fight the spiritual battle and started to overcome Satan.